Let's talk about lube. When it comes to your fun and sexy times, you will probably want at some point to enhance the experience through the application of a little lube. Lube is, well, it's short for lubricant, and just like you put oil in your engine to prevent it from seizing up, you put a little lube in your sex life to prevent it from seizing up. Depending on what you're doing, you will want to choose different lubes for different activities. You would never use food-grade mineral oil, the sort you use to preserve a wooden butcher block cutting board, in a chainsaw motor, right? Different oil, different lube, different process, different purposes. There are three basic kinds of lube that you can purchase. Water-based lube, fantastic. I love a good water-based lube. It's wonderful. Water-based is, it is not the longest lasting of the three possible types of lube, but it has a few really big positive points to it. There's water-based lube, silicone-based lube, and oil-based lube. In a nutshell, water-based lube doesn't last as long, but it won't stain your sheets. It will not degrade the surface of any silicone toys, like dildos or a fleshlight you might happen to have. And water-based lube won't affect any latex condoms that you happen to be using or any latex dental dams. Silicone-based lube lasts longer than water-based. And for a lot of people, it feels more slick. Two big positives. Massive negative. It will degrade the surface of your silicone sex toys. Sorry. But it won't degrade latex condoms or latex dental dams. So, other than the fact that you cannot use silicone-based lube on silicone toys, it's a fantastic choice. And if you want to do anything in the pool or a shower, silicone-based lube won't wash away. It will stain your sheets, and you do have to use soap to get it off. It's not going anywhere. Oil-based lube, our third option, is the longest lasting of them all. And honestly, if you're going to be playing with your ass, oil-based. Oh my fuck. The negatives to oil-based lube, it will really stain your sheets and any other fabric it comes in contact with. It lasts for a very long time. You're not getting it out. You really do need soap. If you get it on your sheets, you're going to have to get one of those Tide pens and pray. Good luck, baby. Massive negative for oil-based lube. It does degrade the surface of latex condoms and latex dental dams. It can cause your condom to break. Now, if you're going for butt stuff, you're probably not too worried about getting your partner pregnant. But you should be worried about any possible disease transmission. Long story significantly shortened. Choose your lube based on the activity you're going to do. Keep your sex toy drawer well stocked. Get some water-based, silicone-based, and oil-based lube. And then just keep in mind what they can and cannot be used on. If you like this, you should check out my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or give a listen sometime to Whore School. It is my adult sex education podcast. This is Harper. I'd like to hear from you sometime. Give me a call, 800-601-7259.